Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, we're going three live mics. It's brought to you by the on-time experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys. It's been an exciting practice already. Looks like they've been in red zone quite a bit. Let's go down to Broaddus, Wolchuk, and Chiafalo with their play-by-play analysis. Gentlemen, how the heck are you?
Everything's going good here, Dawson. They are in a team period. Looks like they're moving the ball now. We're in period six. So a little bit of some team stuff going on. The offense coming down the field, they'll be moving from their left to our right as we talk about this. So, here we go with the big heavy set formation, Wolchuk. That extra tackle in the game, Sadiq Charles playing the heavy formation with the wing.
They've been doing a lot of the inside runs, as you've been talking about here, Brian. We saw a pretty good run from Javonte Williams, Hunter Lipke, and they keep going, powering off that left side. I have not seen a single run since we've been out here that has not been over towards the left side of the line, and that was Jaden Blue.
Yeah, that was a nice job by Jaden Blue right there. They went the heavy formation. They set that thing to the right with the wing with John Stevens right behind Charles, so they went heavy personnel to the right and then cut this ball back. Nice job by Blue. Cutting off a BB's block right there at center.
And it's Thomas out there with the help of a jumbo sixth offensive lineman?
Yeah, he's there right now. The number twos are running. It's the second offense that's going right now. So we'll circle back, Dawson, and let you know when the ones are back out there with Thomas. I'm sure Wolchuk. I'm up in the stands.
Yeah.
Wolchuk's right there on the field. He'll probably have a good view of him, too.
That's the catbird seat right there. I'm surprised more media has not migrated to those stands because you get an elevated look. Which I think will come in handy for your angles, won't it, Brian? I mean,
absolutely. I could see that they're literally probably 30 yards away from me right now, and I could see the whole entire field with what's going on. Going a little quick formation here, or a quick huddle up. They've run a play and then bring them back to the line. This is something Joe Milton's kind of struggled with a little bit. They've had to re-huddle at certain times in practice, but it looks like Joe's got it under control now.
We got multiple touchdowns to CeeDee Lamb on Cowboys Twitter, multiples to George Pickens. A big Kevontae Turpin return as well happened about 10 minutes or so ago, guys. What do you think they're working on right now, Brian?
Yeah, I think this is a straight team period, and we have yet to see a pass. Here's Milton on the straight drop back right now. Pressure a little bit. He just dumps it underneath, it looks like, to Sanders. But there was some good pressure. The second offensive line is in there right now. The number one offensive line is coming back. Milton dropped back, and he hit that fifth step and really didn't like what he saw on the outside. Quickly got the ball underneath there to – Williams there, but it was actually Phil Maffa was the one that made the play there. So it was Maffa.
And Jalen Brooks actually had a really nice outbreaking route, and he was calling for the football. He broke open, but the pressure there, as you said, Brian, had to force the ball to come out there from Milton.
Okay, here's the first offensive linebacker. Thomas is going to be, let's make sure that he's playing the left tackle. And, in fact, he is. And the ball's coming on reverse.
CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, nice job. They got BB, they got Schoonmaker, they got everybody, they got Steele, they got everybody to the corner here coming off the right side. Cowboys defensively were struggling. They were coming right at Elam, and he was having to fight it. It was Sam Williams to the side. He got hooked, but really nice job. It was just a reverse coming left to right, and they got everybody out in front of that play. Really well designed. Again, Thomas is the left tackle here. He had a cutoff block in the backside trying to help things out.
Yeah, Steele did a great job blocking down on that to really kind of set everything with everybody pulling over there to that far side.
Yeah, Hunter Lipke here, he's playing as the wing, kind of just next to the tight end spot. But here he is, ball going again to the outside. Right there with Awesome Richards was able to get the block there. He's playing, it looks like.
He was that jumbo.
He was the jumbo player
there. Next to Steele.
Yep, absolutely.
So this still first team going on out there?
Yep.
Still first team.
How much confidence do you have in the run game? I made a comment yesterday that this run defense is trash, or has been. How good of a gauge can you get from this against this group?
I'll tell you, there's been some times where the run defense has stepped up and done some decent things. They're just light inside. They're going to have to re-huddle first offense, having to re-huddle. But Dawson, to answer your question, I think that they've kind of found a little bit of some identity on the offense running the football with these big bodies. And, whether it's BB, Smith, Booker, and these tackles are a little bit lighter, but more athletic, but they've really done a good job of you know, kind of getting those blocks and staying on them and giving these backs the ability to make cuts.
With between Winfrey and Thomas, is it starting to feel like with the lack of a great one tech, we're just going to play two guys that can beat their man and get up the field?
Yeah, I think it's – and it just happened here. Solomon Thomas might have got a little nicked up.
Uh-oh.
He beat the block inside. Now, they slanted the front. He's okay. He just kind of caught maybe an elbow. But he slanted inside, and he beat Booker clean. Mm. And they ran a waggle coming back to the right side. And if they handed that ball off, that was going to be a tackle for loss. So I have a feeling this team is not going to want on defense play toe-to-toe. They're going to want to play a little bit of movement in front. Winfrey just now going in to replace Solomon Thomas.
We made it.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk to you more about Winfrey and, you know, maybe finally getting an opportunity here after a bumpy road to hit his potential in the NFL. I know there's a big opportunity here for the Cowboys. Injury report brought to you by Greystone Roofing. They've got you covered when the hits keep coming. Does Solomon Thomas look okay?
Yeah, he looks fine. He just went over to the sidelines, and I think he caught an elbow, and that's just kind of – he was able to shake that off. Really nice job right there by – Damone Clark, we talked about
good coverage.
Go ahead, Wolchek, you got it?
He was underneath.
Well,
Dak had to hold the football. Nobody was getting open. And, again, I mean, we're talking about red zone offense. Kind of what are you doing to try and scheme somebody open for an easy route? And really good coverage, tight all the way around. Dak has to hold it, then forces the ball low and wide. And a good job by Damone Clark breaking on that.
I mean, there's less thinking to do in this defense, isn't there, for the linebackers? It's like react off the disruption and run instead of – you know, sit behind the two-gapping defensive tackle and try to predict what the team's trying to do. I think it's a significant change and an opportunity for Damone Clark.
Yeah, good job right there, though. That play, yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Dawson. The seconds are back in there, really some seconds mixed in with some thirds. They try to toss sweep, running this ball to the right side, but, you know, really nice job by the Cowboys defensively rallying to that side. Christian Matthew, who's newly added.
Right. Signed yesterday.
And Christian Matthew playing the left corner comes flying forward and was able to turn the play back inside. Nice job by him, just coming right off the bus and there he's making plays.
Really are playing a lot of tempo here, and that was a little delayed run inside. Everything's been working for the most part, I think, the success, and you've talked about this, Brian. It's working the middle.
Yeah.
Those three big bodies just pushing it. But I think when you talk about the Cowboys' run defense here, General, they've got to rely and focus on the team speed. And they've been a team that has really struggled.
We got you.
You okay?
Team speed.
Drop your mic or something like that? What'd you do?
I think we lost Wolchek maybe a little bit.
I got you.
Oh, I'm just seeing this CeeDee Lamb reverse right now, though.
Yeah.
I mean, this offensive play design 2 weeks into training camp, I don't know if I could see anything else that I love.
That was clean right there.
Oh, what a beautiful catch.
Yeah, but it's going to be a sack. They brought Darius Harris, the linebacker, came through. He pulled off. They rushed him. They rushed Harris through the left A-gap, and everybody's celebrating right now. But when you see the clip, Harris just tagged off. Defense is feeling good about it. They would have had a sack right there on Joe Milton. That ball would not have got off. Harris had him dead to rights, just pulled off before Milton threw the football.
So who caught it?
Trajan Holden, the Oregon wide receiver.
Okay. Was it a contested catch? I hear that's all he makes.
Yeah, it was a juggling one on the backside of the end zone, and he was able to kind of bounce it to himself and did get both feet inbound. So it was a gorgeous play, but
yeah,
as Brian said, just in a real game, probably not able to get that pass off.
Ball on the 4-yard line here. They're going to straight hand this thing off to Blue. And Blue was trying to press. They were trying to press the ball to the left side.
He didn't get the handoff clean, Brian.
He did not.
He was bobbling that.
Milton, yeah, we talked about maybe some ball security stuff going on right there. But, yeah, they just did not. That was not a good exchange there at the mesh point at all.
I'd love to see Phil Maffa get some more run. They're talking about him.
Yeah.
Any signs? I mean, I got to find out about his pass pro at that size.
Well, we saw him earlier. We saw him earlier making a catch. By the way, we're on break. We got 2:45 on the clock as this break is running through. But, yeah, Maffa is one of these guys that, you know, the others have really kind of shown up more. I know in the practices, I think this is – the seventh one I've watched, the other backs have just kind of shown up a little bit more. I mean, Deuce Vaughn was showing up when he was out there. But Maffa, maybe it's going to be about the preseason for him and getting those opportunities and live looks.
This break gives us a little bit of an opportunity. We got to probably take a break and come back and give you more. But I wanted to ask you how Dak, CeeDee, and Pickens, your read on their red zone, you know,
yeah, we were not out
chemistry.
There for that. Yeah, we were.
Because I'm seeing a lot of fades here to the back corner, and Dak is on the money to Pickens and Lamb in these.
This is something they worked on in OTAs. I know one thing when I was watching the practice, I always talk about this, that one time I had it. They had Lamb working on the inside and Pickens on the outside. And Pickens was doing all the stuff on the back line where Lamb was doing all the stuff inside. So, yeah, we were just walking out. They just finished that period. We didn't get a chance to see that as we're into this team period now. Minute 40 on the clock on this break still left.
Three live mics brought to you by the on-time experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Let's take a quick break, like 3 minutes, and we can jump back into this next session here in hour number 2 on your home of the Cowboys.